It's continuing coverage of Applington Parkersburg basketball with girls head coach Brady Driscoll. 55-53 loss here to number 7 and 2A Denver on the road. And man, extremely close. We were talking about some of the margins in this one. It ends up just coming down to the difference of two made three-pointers. But, man, you guys had your chances, but unfortunately, lid was kind of on the bucket here down the stretch, it seemed.
Yeah, that last four-minute stretch, maybe the fourth quarter, till Ava's two threes. We just couldn't get one to go when we really needed one. And they went on a cold stretch, but then they ended up going on the hot stretch at the end when we couldn't get it on our hot stretch. So it's a game of runs, and they went on the last one for sure. I guess we kind of went on the last one, but not enough to overcome that deficit.
Yeah, 2 3-pointers made in the final seconds by Ava Eddy, so certainly some heroics late. But going back toward the start in the middle of this game, you guys found yourselves down by as many as 14 points. It was 26-12 Denver. How are you guys able to orchestrate that comeback and ultimately take the lead for a little while by as many as 4 points?
Yeah, I mean, that first quarter we, you know, had some we went in the press. We kind of were late scrambling out of it, and they found some openings early in the possession for them that kind of cost us. So taking that off, I think, kind of helped a little bit to make it more of a half-court game. And then they, I don't think, shot as well in the third quarter, which they shot extremely well in the first and second quarter. I think the first three shots they might have had were threes by three different kids. And when that happens as an opponent, you're like, oh, geez, here we go. And if we can, I told them survive the run by them and we'll be okay. Survive the run. And, you know, we ended up surviving it, only kept it to, 8-7 at halftime, and then came back and tied it going to the fourth. So it was a good job of the girls. A lot of teams, you know, would back down or kind of throw their hat in and call it a night there after the first run that they had when they got up 14 there. But really, really proud of the girls for staying with it, staying strong, battling, keeping it close, and then ultimately taking the lead for a tiny, tiny bit. And then, tough finish, but really proud of the effort.
Yeah, any adjustments you guys were able to really take advantage of down the stretch? It seemed like some of the perimeter defense really kind of proved to be strong, holding them off a lot of their three-point shots. I know they did make 10, but you guys were able to kind of shut it down at least for a little while there and to allow yourselves to get closer, right?
Yeah, that third quarter, finding Johnson for them is a very good shooter. Just lost her twice at the end, or we're just a tiny bit late on the closeout, and she'll make you pay anytime. You know, they've had a lot of close games this far this year, and anytime they need a bucket or need to come back, they look to her, and she usually hits a couple daggers, and she hit a couple tonight. And then number 12, the Ackerson girl, she also had made some big shots for them in the second half too. She hasn't had the best percentage coming into the year, but she proved that wrong tonight and made some shots. And, you know, a team like this, Denver team, where they're so big and long and athletic, you don't want to get up the inside repeatedly, so you kind of have to pack it in and close out to them. But then they make 10 threes, and then it's like, oh, you got to, you know, pick your poison a little bit, and they made us pay.
So I mentioned the heroics partially of Ava Eddy late. She finishes with 12 points. Quinlan Schultz tied for the team lead with 13. She's one that really kind of came alive there in the second half, knocked down 3 3-pointers, was in there tipping passes, getting steals, things like that. Seemed like she was a really big part of this of this comeback here tonight.
Yeah, she was the spearhead of it for sure. You know, she was confident in her shot tonight, which is good to see. Hopefully she can keep that going forward. And always, you know, she's pretty pesky on defense. And leads to some runouts. I don't know if we got any runouts out of it, but it gave us more possessions in the game where we maybe could have capitalized on some more, but capitalized on some of those turnovers that she caused. Good to see her hunting her shot a little more.
All right, and back in action this Friday against Columbus team that you guys were able to take care of business pretty easily earlier in the year, but you never know facing those guys, right? We'll see how luck here for this Friday back home against those guys.
Yeah, we'll see what they've been doing as of late. Got them at their place. Good to be back home finally. And, it'll be time to maybe work on some new things too against that opponent. The O'Brien kick can go off at any certain point. Either one of them really from three. Very active on defense. And they had another kid come along here in the last few games, I think, too, that's been knocking down some shots for them. So We'll give a look at what they look like and, you know, try to avenge this one and get back in the win column.
All right, AP Girls Basketball Coach Brady Driscoll, thank you so much for the time tonight.
You betcha.